S-U-I-D-E.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Lisa Profumo. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Carl.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. We have a lot of good things to talk about today, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Oh, listen to that.
What was that?
My computer. One of my I have three computers here on the desk right now.
And you also have a mason jar.
Yes, a mason jar filled with chai tea. That's too hot for me to hold right now. So I'm letting it cool off a little bit.
So do you think you would eat healthy if you lived alone?
Absolutely. I think I've proven that. When I became a bachelor again after my marriage, I ate very, very healthy all the time.
So there's been a steady stream of studies examining the health problems that arise from living alone. A study from 2013 found that a higher mortality rate for people living alone.
Right, but are we talking about elderly people? Because quite often when they talk about people who live alone, they're talking about like shut-ins. They're talking about like people who are in their 70s and 80s who have chronic illness and they're stuck in the house, and on top of that they're on a restricted income because so much of their money is gobbled up by buying pharmaceutical drugs that they are forced to eat, you know, TV dinners and crappy food.
Right. I'm looking through the study right now to see if it even specifies which category of. But anyway, so this is there's a new study out of Queensland Institute of Technology in Australia that found it was actually the first comprehensive study to examine the links between living alone and diet. It found that people who live alone tend to have a much lower diversity of food, and especially problematic tend to have much lower intake of fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
And the theory behind that is that fruits and vegetables are more perishable, so they don't buy them because they go bad. Like, for example, if you buy a whole spaghetti squash, someone living alone is not going to be able to eat just
that. Yeah, but they could refrigerate what they don't eat. I don't buy this. I really think that this has to do with elderly. I really think it does. We know that the elderly tend to like kind of not care about what they eat. They eat a lot of sweets. They eat a lot of junk. They eat lots of convenient foods. They're not cooking for the family anymore. So they like, you know, easy things. They go out more often to eat.
My father, before he passed away, my real father, we talk about Papa Ben, that's my stepfather, but my father, I used to take him to the grocery store a lot, and he always would buy sweets, and I tried to gear him toward other things, and that's what he wanted.
Right.
Is there a correlation there?
Yeah, I think that when people get old, they don't feel good, they don't care as much, they feel like, oh, what the hell am I worried about my life for? I'm already got all these illnesses, I might as well, there's that, may as well enjoy what I can while I can kind of an attitude. I really think that's it.
So I guess they're trying to come up with programs for people that focus on cooking skills for single people, on a range of budgets, improved availability of affordable, healthy food, and developing socially acceptable opportunities for eating in a communal setting.
I know this is going to sound stupid when I say this, but if those people listened to this show and actually gave a lot of the things that we talk about on this show a chance, and then they used a service like Thrive Market. We have a new sponsor, Thrive Market, that actually delivers these high quality products right to your doorstep in a couple days.
Well, that was going to be what I was going to say next is now, for example, Thrive Market, most people have internet. You can order online and have it delivered straight to your door. So if you can't get out.
Right.
Your
Uncle John. So you emailed Uncle John in Seattle because he's lost a lot of his mobility.
Right.
How old is Uncle John now?
He's in his 80s.
Okay, but his brain is so sharp. But his body is, you know, suffering the perils of being in his 80s. So he's not as mobile as he used to be. Thrive Market's perfect for him.
Exactly. So I did email him the information to make him aware so that he could go online and order things that he needs and have it delivered to him. And then this also gave me another thought. If you have a loved one, please let them know about this type
Better
of service.
Yet.
Or send them things.
Yes.
Because that's what I plan to do, is to put together an order probably for Thanksgiving, because that's a time when most families are together. And
it revolves around food.
Right. And, you know, if you have someone like that, he's across the country for me, so I can't take it to him, but I can definitely send it to him.
Right. Right. And so send a gift this Thanksgiving, through Thrive Market of some really healthy products. That's a great idea.
Yeah. And also, Christmas gifts, you know, it would make a wonderful Christmas gift.
Yeah. And send them, and also buy an inexpensive MP3 player for like $25, download a dozen or so of our shows and send those to that person too. I'm serious. You know, no, I mean, think about it, right? So they would plug that thing into their ears. They would listen to it and maybe they'd be inspired if nothing else to be more active around their own home. Maybe they'll stand during the commercials of TV shows that they like to watch, which is one of the things I say. If you can't do the things we talk about, start where you are. You know, if it's just standing for a 3-minute commercial break, five times during a show that you like, that's more than you would have done just sitting there.
And two, think about this. When someone gets older, they start losing their eyesight. They can't read as much unless they have the larger print.
Right.
They can definitely listen to the show.
So here's where actually some people go, oh, I hate listening to that radio show. I'd rather just read it. Can't you transcribe everything? Well, here's a group of people that probably wouldn't want to have to read it. They'd rather listen to
it. So anyway, I think that what Thrive Market is doing is awesome.
Yeah.
So.
And those
turn
of you,
your friends onto it.
I mean, we get 2 months free membership and 15% off our first order. When you go to, superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive banner ad, or you can go to thrivemarket.com/superhumanradio.
And you can shop your value. You can shop if you're paleo, if you're vegan, gluten free, healthy moms. They have categories for
everybody.
For everybody.
Yeah. Okay. What else would you like to talk about?
Well, I wanted to talk about some relaxation techniques that are actually bad for you.
Oh, sorry. I was relaxing.
Are you sleeping?
No, I'm relaxing. This is a really good one. One of these I've always suspected. In fact, I got to tell you, the first one I've always suspected, and that is burning incense. People love to burn incense because they say it's relaxing. But you're putting this particulate matter into the air, just like the secondhand smoke of a cigarette. And you're inhaling it, and those particles are getting caught in your lungs and in your nasal passages. And I got to be honest with you. I know you love candles, but I feel the same way about candles.
I don't care what they're made out of.
Yeah, I don't care if they're made out of soy or some of them are made out of beeswax. It doesn't matter. You are releasing things into the air that are floating in the air.
What about a fireplace then?
You got a flu. If your fireplace is working right, you're not inhaling anything. You're just feeling the heat. If the bad stuff's going out the chimney.
So the incense smoke contains ultrafine and fine particles, some of which are highly toxic.
Mm-hmm.
It has chemical products that have the potential to change DNA,
That's not
which causes mutations that could lead to cancer.
Sure. I mean, think about it. It's like secondhand smoke. You're breathing this stuff in. And people love it. They're, oh, I light some incense and I meditate. The last thing you should be doing is breathing in those particles while you're meditating. I'm sorry.
Watching too much television.
Yeah, very bad. And it's not relaxing. Let's be honest. You know what? So Elisa and I, we have a routine. We refuse to watch any more than 1 hour of television a day. So we save our TV time for at night. And we always watch things that are funny. And that's something I think that I've kind of contributed to you
a little bit.
Because I believe that laughter before you go to bed is one of the greatest things that you can do. Most people, they'll watch CSI Miami or 24 or some murder mystery or something like that. It gets you all wound up and tense and angst ridden. And then you go to bed. Really? That's the last thing you should do.
I can't watch movies that cause the anxiety and stress, like when there's a lot of shooting people, and I can't watch them. I get too wired up.
Well, and let's be honest, it's the last thing you should be watching before bedtime.
Okay, so most people think that taking a bubble bath is relaxing and is good for you, but it's really not.
Once again, and here, see, this is our as a civilization, we have embraced all things chemical. We don't even ask questions anymore, like, what is it that I am immersing myself in? What is it that gives the water this purple, shiny color and these beautiful, radiant bubbles and has that strong smell of perfume? What am I immersing my body into?
Bubble baths, scented bath salts,
yeah.
Scented oils. Because I used to like to buy the Epsom salts that were lavender.
Uh-huh.
But you had me stop because of the lavender. We didn't know if it was all
real lavender.
Real lavender or
right.
not.
Yeah.
So I just get the plain
Epsom
salts. We
buy the plain Epsom salt now. I don't want any fragrance in there at all. I don't want to be sitting in that stuff.
Right.
I'm having some problems getting my page to load, so I'm going to have to.
Okay. The next one is checking social media.
Why this one? Is it because of the blue light from the screen, or is it because of the stress or something else?
Well, you can find yourself jealous of your neighbor's tropical beach getaway, saddened by someone's death in the family, or intimidated by their promotion or award, or a ridiculously talented child. I guess so. It's the emotions that you develop on social media by looking at other people's pages or what have
you. Yeah, I agree with that one. Especially like if you get text messages from people that are notorious for having drama in their life, and you get a text message from them, don't read it until the morning. Don't read it before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Because if it's something bad, you have no control over it. You're just going to go to sleep all stressed out. And if it's something good, it can still wait till the morning.
Going for a run.
Again. Yeah, people who are overdoers. This is a big one, right?
High-intensity, high-mileage runners, those exceeding 7 miles per hour for more than 4 hours a week, or sprinting more than 2.5 hours a week, 3 days or more, die at the same rate as couch potatoes.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is. It is. And we've talked about this. You know, running is good. Excessive running is bad, just like everything else. I mean, you know, lifting weights is good, but, you know, damaging your body by lifting weights, it's bad.
We watched the New York Marathon a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was really interesting to watch the men, but I was concentrating on watching the women because it was such a competition between them. The leading group. It was really interesting to watch just the way they ran, their body language. You know, it really was, you know, it was a chess game. They were positioning themselves behind someone. And I mean, it was very
really
interesting.
Cool. But I mean, those women, when they stopped running, they looked horrible, most of them.
Oh, I know. One of them looked anorexic.
Yeah.
She looked like a skeleton with skin.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, really, how important is it? How about clicking buy? So people like to go shopping online because
mm-hmm.
they think that it's relaxing.
Research shows that materialism is ultimately harmful to happiness, not to mention our planet.
Yeah. And not to mention your pocketbook, because it puts a lot of stress on you when you just buy and buy and buy. And then you've got to make the money to pay those bills. Life would be a lot better if people would observe being more frugal and having less stress in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, and then sleeping in. This is one that I adhere to. I get up around 5:30 every morning. I wake up at 5:30. Sometimes I will read for a while instead of jumping out of bed and going to do cardio. But I do this on the weekends as well.
Research has linked chronic oversleeping more than 9 hours a night to heightened risk of depression, impaired brain function, weight gain, diabetes, and heart disease.
I don't agree with all these. I think that people, I think it's more important. If you're somebody who your whole life, you've slept 8.5 or 9 hours, your whole life, I don't think that's an issue. I think if you're somebody who's always slept 7 or 8 hours and all of a sudden you sleep in 9 or 10, there's a reason that your body is wanting to sleep longer. So I don't think that this is an accurate statement to just say people who spend 9 hours to 10 hours in bed. I think if you've been sleeping like that since you were a young kid in your 20s and so on, it's probably just the way you sleep. But if you see a great change in your sleep pattern, whether it's sleeplessness or sleeping longer and longer, that's definitely a problem.
Yes.
That's all of them, right?
That is.
Okay, so let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots more Casual Friday. Don't forget, at the end of the show, we're going to announce the winner of a kilo of Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum. If you listened for the secret word for the past 2 weeks during the commercial breaks and you emailed it into onair@superhumanradio.com, you are entered to win. You may hear your own name. Isn't it a good thing that there's a top on a ball jar? Otherwise, my desk would have been covered with tea just now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today. At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Oops. I did it again, baby. Yeah.
The ladies are going to love you.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. You want to talk about the vanilla thing first before we move on? Since that was from the last segment, we didn't get to it.
That's fine.
Craving a sweet treat, try this pick-me-up.
So evidently, I guess vanilla is supposed to be a pick-me-up, is make you feel happy.
Yeah, emotionally. Yeah, and you know what? That's why they use vanilla-scented things to make people feel happy and fulfilled. And I mean, there's a lot of psychology behind that. I remember reading something about this years ago. About the scent of vanilla.
Eating vanilla yogurt made people feel happy. I guess they did a study and eating vanilla yogurt made people feel happy. It elicited a strong, positive emotional response.
So, but what if you don't want to eat something vanilla? Can't you? You know what you can do? You can get vanilla extract, real vanilla extract. Put a little bit on your finger.
It.
You know, I don't know if you know this. Maybe you do. But back in the old days. I'm talking about old days, like covered, you know, wagons and stuff like that. Women used to put vanilla on as perfume.
See, for me, that's too sweet. But I love the smell. I love the real smell in
not
candles.
That, but no. Yes, but real vanilla is not that strong. If you put a little bit behind each ear, somebody's got to get pretty close
I've
to
smelled
smell
women who have vanilla perfume on.
That's different. Vanilla perfume is vanilla perfume. If you take real vanilla... In fact, I would like somebody to try this. If you're dating right now, try putting a little vanilla on.
Why do you have to be dating? Why couldn't it be your spouse?
Well, I think you, I don't know. Good point. Or even for your spouse, see if they notice anything. Put a little vanilla, behind your ear, like towards the back of your neck, and see if they notice anything or say anything like, oh, what's that smell? You smell so good tonight. But women used to use vanilla as perfume.
It also says that vanilla has been shown to help reduce anxiety.
There you go. So if you got a guy who you're trying to get him to propose and he's freaking out about it, just to splash a little vanilla on him. That's all. No? Okay, never mind. What's next?
Okay, so I've just found this interesting, and I just wanted to mention it. It's advice from an older person to a younger person.
I'm going to go ahead and plug this real quick. So it's advice from 30-year-old me to 20-year-old me. And I think it's actually about Roman Königshofer, who is a filmmaker and photographer. He says he just recently turned 30. Some very odd reason I've not warmed up to the idea just yet. So he basically decided to write a list of the things that the now 30-year-old with insights and hindsight would have told his 20-year-old self.
Well, and I'd like to say that it just wouldn't just be a 30-year-old to a 20-year-old. It could be a 50-year-old self.
Anybody.
And you know, this would apply to anyone.
At any point of your life, this could be some really good advice. So the first one he says is travel. You have very little responsibility, so go and travel. This is like when you're 30. I'm sorry, when you're 20. When you get to 30, you're going to want to travel slightly differently. Spend a little more, do some more sightseeing, expensive things, eat a slightly better at restaurants. So work for a year and save enough money to experience the world on the cheap.
Don't just travel to obvious places. Travel to the tough places. Travel to learn. Travel to discover. Travel to the places that will challenge who you think you want to be. And this is important because I know people that just go to the beach every vacation.
Right.
You know that.
Those jerks that they are.
No, I love the beach.
No, I'm like that.
No, I love the beach, but the beach is for relaxation, but it's, you know, it's not like going to Italy and visiting the museums or going and visiting, where King Henry lived or the palaces over there in, England, in London. You know, it's different. That's history.
And if things weren't so bad in Turkey right now, we talked about after rewatching the movie Troy recently, how wonderful it would be to go to those areas where those things actually took place. You're right. The next thing is build things. Don't spend too much time working on other people's visions or in other people's meetings.
This is interesting because, you know, people, and I did this in my past, you spend too much time on other people's visions and doing things for other people, but you have dreams and visions of your own.
But you got to balance this one. You did things and I did things working on other people's visions for money. We got something in return
for that.
This
is true. Mm-hmm.
And we may not have gotten the direct gratification of saying I have ownership to this, but we got paid. And don't, you know, I hate this about people who work for other people. They always grumble and say, yeah, you know, I'm building his company. Well, he's writing you a $3,000 a month paycheck to do that.
Right.
Like if you're not doing
so
it for
you're
free.
So you're getting something out of
yeah.
it too.
If you got mm-hmm. a better deal, move on.
I like this one. Read every day. Read everything you can. Don't just read about things you know about. Read about people.
Yeah, I like that one.
Stop watching television.
Yeah, stop right now. Stop it. It's not helping you get better at anything. Well, it is if you plan on being someone who writes for TV. So I would say there's some, you know what? I think spending too much time watching television is not a good thing. I think that some television can be beneficial when you're watching documentaries and you're learning.
If you're on a treadmill.
No, watching. I love to watch documentaries.
Yeah, that's true. It says don't take that corporate job. This is career. I don't agree with that one.
Yeah, I mean, look, you've got to go someplace to get experience on how to run a business or how to do your job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if everybody turns down the corporate jobs, we're going to have people that have limited experience. Let's be honest. A lot of businesses have sprung from a guy who built a department at a company and said, you know, I'm going to go off on my own now.
Right.
But he had to spend those 10 years building that department. He couldn't do that without that OJT.
And this one, trust. Trust people until they give you a reason not to.
Yeah, and that's true. I think all of us understand that.
Value time.
Well, what about people? People are the best and worst things that will happen to you. That's number 7.
Sorry.
Some will help you go further, faster. Others will pull you down to their level and help you lose. Most are okay. Many are average and some are excellent. A few people will change your life forever. Find them sooner.
You don't need a lot of friends or people around you. You need amazing people who do for you as you do for them. And that's important.
Yeah.
That's very important.
Yeah. You know what? It's great to be generous and you shouldn't expect reciprocity, but there are givers and there are takers in this world. And it's better to be a giver and be with another giver because you care about them and they care about you. If you are a giver and they are a taker, you will be caring about them and they will be caring about them. And that becomes real old real fast.
And then the person who is the giver, then eventually they're going to have
resentment
towards you.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, value time. Don't waste time on people who you don't trust.
And that kind of goes back to some of these other points here.
And
we all know the people we don't trust, but for some reason we hang out with them anyway. Isn't that odd? We've all known those people that from the minute we met them, we knew that they were, you know, a little smarmy and not trustworthy. And then 3 years later, we're surprised when they stab us in the back.
Get like, those people out of it's that whole positive negative thing. You should be with positive people and who make you feel good about yourself.
Yeah. And you don't have to like some people go on Facebook and they go, I'm getting rid of a bunch of friends, because, you know, I'm gonna do. And so if you're unfriended, you know who you are. It's like, you don't have to do that. Just stay away from people that you know aren't good for you. That's it. You don't have to let them know, hey, I'm staying away from you because I know you're not good for me. Just move on.
Don't be, value time. Yeah, don't be late. I like that one.
Don't be late. I'm never late. I'm usually early when I have meetings. I usually I like to show up early. I like to size the surroundings up. I like to be in control, so I like to show up early.
Mm-hmm.
And if you show up late, you're showing disrespect for the people that are waiting on you.
I agree.
You're sending them a signal that you're not as important to me as I am.
Well, you're wasting their time. Yeah. Fail. Fail a lot. Fail often. But do it quickly and learn a lesson. That's what's important here.
Right.
You know, you have to learn from your failures.
Yeah. Yeah. Success. There is no point at which you will have success, not in your 20s, not ever. So get over the fact and start building things. In other words, if you start building things and it's kind of like focusing on the pennies and the dollars take care of themselves. This is true as well. Number 11 is patience. Be patient. Nothing worth doing is worth doing quickly. Nothing worth building is worth building in a rush. Nothing of value is formed in a minute.
Plan in decades. Think in years. Work in months. Live in days.
There's one thing I would add to this. Come to terms with your own mortality. This is something that's really hard to do when you're young, and it becomes easier and easier as you get older and you start to see the finish line ahead of you. We are all going to die. What do you want to achieve before you die? Make that list now and achieve those things now. Don't wait until you're in the last quarter of your life to go, oh, I got to get a move on now because, I only have 25 years left at best. No, come to terms with your own mortality now. You will live a fuller life when you address your own death earlier. It's like driving towards the coast, knowing that you're going to get there, but acting like you're not. You know what I mean? More people should think about their death, not in a scared way, but in a factual way. Like, you know what? Okay, so I'm going to die someday. What are the things that I want to do before I die? Let me get them done in my 20s and 30s.
What about in your 40s and 50s?
Well, yes, absolutely. Whenever. But the point is, if you haven't thought about your own mortality, what are you ignoring? It's going to happen. Nobody gets out of here alive. It actually will improve your life once you address it. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back with lots more good stories, you're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to hotlogicmini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's Michael's Health.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. So Target is back in the news.
I wonder if they do these things on purpose.
I don't think they do, but I'm sure that they enjoy getting the ride. Because anytime you polarize people, you have new customers.
Evidently, there is a sweater at Target that has OCD. It's a red sweater and has OCD written in large green letters. And then underneath it, it says obsessive Christmas disorder.
And of course, the people with OCD are getting all pissed off about it. And obviously, those groups that are watchdogs to make sure that everything we do and say is politically correct. They just gum up the system, in my opinion.
Obsessive Christmas disorder could sound a little cute, they say, until you remember that roughly 2.2 million Americans battle obsessive compulsive disorder.
But it's not saying obsessive compulsive. It says obsessive Christmas disorder. See, this is my frustration. Did we talk about on Casual Friday about the president of U of L, who went to a Halloween party dressed in a sombrero, a mustache, a poncho, and as a Mexican person, and he had to write an apology because he offended Mexican Americans. And keep in mind, it wasn't the Mexican Americans that came out against it. It was one of these bleeding heart liberal, left wing watchdog groups that's out there to make sure that everybody plays nice. And I thought to myself, is this serious? Okay, so I'm an Italian American. I want Nintendo to apologize to all Italian Americans for creating Mario. Mario is obviously an Italian character, right? He's got the Italian accent, big bushy mustache, and he's the main character of many of their Super Mario games. And I feel offended as an Italian American because I feel like as though it's designed to insult us. I want them to take Super Mario off the air, take him out of the game, to now think about how stupid I am for saying this, right? This is ridiculous, right? People need to learn to laugh at themselves for crying out loud.
It says here Target's sweater is only making things worse. Someone pointed out, I don't see any shirts making fun of cancer.
Oh, okay. That's true. That's true. There's no shirts out there that say, but there are shirts out there that say, I beat cancer.
Maybe it's because mental illnesses can be invisible and easy to ignore, or because sometimes the easiest way to raise an awareness has been to bring humor to the disorder.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I mean.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I know what it stands for. I know it means people.
When I saw this shirt, I didn't realize what the story was. I said, you need this shirt because Elisa is already listening to, we have a station that plays 24/7 Christmas music right after Halloween.
No, I don't listen to it all the time.
But you were so excited. You said, oh, what is it? 107.3?
106.9.
Oh, you said, oh, 106.9 starts playing Christmas music today. We were going for a drive and boom, you put it on and you were just happy.
Carl said, oh, no, I'm going to have to listen to this until Christmas.
Meanwhile, I discovered that we actually have satellite radio in that car and didn't even know it. And so I'm just like, oh, Elisa, we have satellite radio. You know, you use that diversion. I diverted your attention away from that. But
Didn't work.
I said, you need this shirt because you're obsessed with Christmas.
Okay, so Gwyneth Paltrow is at it again.
Let me guess. She wants women to sew their vaginas up to stand up for feminism.
Well, she, as we all know, has her lifestyle magazine called Goop, G-O-O-P. And in there, she has listed her holiday gift guide. So the very first item on her holiday gift guide is a skull. It has a Cumberland pattern on it. It's made from 1765 porcelain.
Uh-huh. It's pretty.
It's so expensive that you have to call to find out how much it is.
Because they don't want to put it in the... But it is pretty. I like it. I think that's kind of cool, actually.
And the next
item...
That's
probably the most normal thing I've seen associated with her so far.
A gold massager.
Yes, but we're not talking about a massager. We're talking about a personal pleasure massager.
It's gold, and it says it's good for all skin types.
Yeah.
It will awaken... And detoxify your lymphatic system.
Yeah, but you know what it looks like? It looks like one of those other kind of massagers.
How about a condom dispenser?
Yes, because everyone needs these. This is really handy. No, you know, actually, that's not a bad idea because usually if you're a parent, you know, you have young children and you don't want to have any more kids and you don't want to try the pharmaceutical alternatives and or surgery. Condoms are where usually you keep them in that card, the box that they come in. That's really kind of nice. I like that.
Okay, so how about these handmade 18-karat gold dumbbells?
Yes, that only weigh 6 ounces, inspired by, what's her name, the little midget
Tracy
trainer?
Anderson.
Tracy Anderson. Thank you. Hi, I'm Tracy Anderson.
They're $125,000.
Oh, they're solid gold.
That goes to show how out of it that Gwyneth Paltrow is.
Yeah, that you'd buy a pair of dumbbells for
And if you want to steam your vagina, you too now can.
A personal home vagina steamer.
For $55.
Which seconds as a rice cooker when you're not sitting on it.
Oh, it does not. You have flowers delivered to your door every month.
Oh, your husband should be doing that for you. Okay, go ahead.
How about this one, a toothpaste squeezer?
I've seen this before.
$244.
But not
really?
For that price. When I was a kid, I don't know if it was Colgate or Crest, had a campaign where they came out with what looked like a key, and it went over the back part of the...
Those are still available.
And you turned it.
Mm-hmm. Those
I mean,
are still
That's
available.
All you need. I think they used to, like, if you sent in 3 Colgate box tops, they sent you one back. That's all you need. You don't need
this. You can buy those.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
An Hermes Apple Watch for...
Hold on. What did I do wrong? Did we just go dead?
Did
yes,
we
did. No, okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I've got too many computers in front of me. I'm sorry.
An Hermes Apple Watch for $1,250.
So, but that's not so bad because the Apple Watch is $1,100 when it's not Hermes.
It?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's not so bad at all.
A Beats by Alexander Wang Studio headphones.
So I was in the gym the other day and Tony Vannetti, who is a longtime radio and television personality, also helped us co-host Superhuman TV for a while. He alternated with Elisa. So he goes to me, he bought a pair of those Beats by Dre and they broke and he had to get a new pair. And it's because they have like a really great warranty. And he goes to me, you know, they're $250 for these headphones.
Would you wear them?
I don't know. They're too big. No, I wouldn't wear them. So he said when they broke, he looked inside. They had tiny little speakers They had actually metal weights inside the earpieces to create the illusion of being heavy, because people feel like, oh, if it's that heavy, it's got to be really expensive. They actually put weights inside the earpieces so people feel like they really do are worth $250 a pair. If they take the weights out, he said to me, they're just as light as any other earphones that you buy. How do you like that one for deceptive advertising?
That's interesting. Yeah. How about a Colosso bag of pistachios for $45?
It's only 5 pounds, $45. Well, I guess that's not, I mean, pistachios are expensive. Are they shelled already?
No. Okay, this is some minerals to put in your bath water. Well, we just talked about that.
Well, let's see what's in it. I have a feeling that Gwyneth is smart enough not to have any fragrances in it. I don't know. You'd have to look into that.
And then a rosewood handle truffle slicer.
Yes, because everyone complains about slicing their truffles.
Everyone eats truffles. Just goes to show how out of it she is.
Yeah. But hey, listen, you know, this is probably one of the more normal things that I've actually heard her do. But I do like the idea that she has her own in-home vagina steamer now.
It's only $55.
That's cheap. That's really cheap. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to hotlogicmini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
What up, y'all? Yeah, soundtrack was poppin', baby. If y'all ain't know, I go by the name of Lupe Fiasco.
Welcome back. So, during the break, we've done a lot of changes here in the studio. We've added some equipment. So I actually have two different recordings going where I only used to use one recording for the show. And one recording I have to stop and start at the commercial breaks. So I said to myself and Elisa, I said, "Man, I'm a great producer." And Elisa said, "I'll pat you on the back after the show." Thanks, Elisa. Thanks.
Okay, so there was a new study that just came out. Well, actually, it was conducted in 2014. However, the results came out this week that 1 in 45 children have autism.
Yeah, it's getting worse. And this is predictable. This is predictable. We embrace, you know, we can't sue the pharmaceutical companies. We can't sue the pesticide manufacturers. We have to sue the government. We have to have an attorney who has the balls to file a class action lawsuit on behalf of the entire American population against the government and the FDA and the USDA, because they are ultimately the bottom of the funnel that has the ability to stop this from happening. And they didn't stop it. They embraced everything that these companies wanted to do to the population. And we are now seeing the results. You know,
let me say this.
Good.
Parents have changed the way they labeled their children because of changes made to the way that researchers interviewed them. Mm-hmm. They're using that as an excuse, and
yeah,
they're saying that it's being...
Peter Rouse used to say this. He used to say, "There's not more autistic children. They're just widening who they consider autistic." And I've never agreed with that. And I respect his opinion, but I never agreed with that. You ask any person. I have a good friend that I grew up with whose son has autism. He's in his early 20s now, and they are struggling with the idea of institutionalizing him because he's a danger to the other kids in the family. He has violent outbreaks. This is not a problem of bad parenting, folks. This isn't like a kid who's. I mean, my friend was top of the food chain at Customs in New York City. And he confided in me that there were times where he had to handcuff his son because his son was trying to hurt one of the other family members.
It says here, although studies have found rising rates of autism for two decades, there's no clear explanation why. It's possible that more children are developing the condition, but the researcher noted that the definition of autism is much broader today than it was decades ago.
But it has to be broader. Look, we used to have diabetes. Right? Back in the 1800s, early 1900s, we had diabetes. Somebody who couldn't manage their blood sugar, they usually died very, very young until we discovered insulin, and we discovered that there was insulin in raw milk. They would survive while dairy could help them survive. But now we have type 2 diabetes because you have to expand, the nomenclature to adapt to an ever-changing landscape. So this idea that, oh, we're just, no, you have children that have different types of anomalies now, brain problems. We have to, this falls into that spectrum.
So one of the parents said that we're not interested in 1 in 80 or 1 in 100. We're interested in hour one.
Right.
We're interested in getting access to services, making sure that they're in appropriate classrooms. But I have to say, I don't have a child with autism, so I don't know how she feels, but I would be concerned with the 1 in 45 because it's increasing at alarming rates.
Yes. Well, that's for society to be concerned about. You know, just like we have the naysayers that say global warming isn't happening, and then we have the people who say it is, we have the naysayers on the, we're always going to have this discussion where people don't believe what's happening. But it doesn't matter what they believe. Let's look at the facts here. We have things in our environment that are affecting the development of the brain of a baby in its mother's womb. We know this. We know this. This is undeniable. So why would we think that autism isn't going to increase as we ignore the facts? And shame on anybody who denies a parent who has a child that clearly has some sort of, look at the idiocy of this. We have people out there that are getting mad about a shirt that says OCD, obsessive Christmas disorder. And at the same time, we have a population of people who are saying, nah, these parents don't know what they're talking about. Their child doesn't have autism.
It says here that multiple studies have ruled out vaccines as a cause of autism.
I don't think here's the problem. It's not just vaccines.
But it's contributing.
Yes, vaccines can absolutely be contributing to it. There's no doubt about it. And then, whenever we
so why, I mean, how many is it? It's like 45 vaccinations before a child is a year old.
Yeah.
I can't remember the number. I'll have to look at the break. But
and
it's
the problem
obscene
with,
number.
The problem with vaccines isn't the vaccine science. It's not the science of hormesis. It's not the science of exposure building antibodies. The problem with vaccines, folks, and we can all get together on this, the people who believe vaccines are good and the people who believe vaccines are bad, we can all agree on this. It's not the vaccines. We know that vaccines work going back into the early 1700s and 1800s when they would take people around on the back of a cart and take the oozing pus from their wounds.
We watched John Adams.
And cut their skin. And then they would develop. But there was no mercury in there. There was no thimerosal in there. There was no cells for monkey kidneys in there. There was no aluminum in there. The problem is that the pharmaceutical companies, in an effort to mass manufacture long shelf life, multi-injection vials, they have ruined vaccines. They have ruined them. So now, then the discussion turns to, and I know you want to talk about this, so people who blame vaccines say the Amish. Well, look, the Amish kids don't have autism at the same rate as the general population. This
okay,
is a fact.
So there is a feminist blogger, and this is her blog. Damn it. Stop using the Amish as an excuse not to vaccinate your kids.
Okay.
Which, so, I mean, she's obscene.
What did
I
she mean, cite didn't she cite some clinic or something like that?
She cited a clinic, let me find the name of it. It's the Clinic for Children, and it's a new clinic it's Clinic for Special Children that was opened for, I think somewhere in Pennsylvania, for the Amish children.
Right.
Okay, so on their Wikipedia page.
On the Clinic for Special Children's Wikipedia page.
Yes, on their Wikipedia page, they have 1,200 active patients.
Right, and the breakup, yeah.
Of that 1,200, 15% are African American or Asian.
Right.
So that breaks down to what? 1,020
Amish
patients.
Right.
There are 200,000 Amish
Americans. Right.
So that's less than 1%
right.
of the Amish.
And based on her looking at this clinic's experience, she's saying you got to throw out this idea that the Amish don't vaccinate. Well, I would say to her that the Amish don't vaccinate. The Amish quite often grow organic crops. The Amish have a different lifestyle than the non-Amish, and there is definitely a reason why the rate of autism in the Amish community is something like 1 in 300 versus 1 in 45. And I'll tell you what, the 1 in 300 is going up because more and more Amish are starting to adapt the Western way of life, the American way of life. We see a lot more of these kids, young Amish kids, wanting to be more American. And guess what? We're going to see their autism rates going up as well.
So I don't know if you just mentioned this. The 1 in 271.
Okay, it's 1 in 271. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, 1 in 200. I thought you said 1 in 300. So yeah. It's 1 in 271 yeah. Amish have vaccine.
No,
I mean,
have autism.
Have
right.
autism.
Yeah, I mean that's still a fantastic number compared to our rates of autism. So I disagree with her. You're right. You can't look at 1% of the Amish population and extrapolate anything from that. And we don't know. We don't know anything about the Amish kids that actually have autism. Are they from families that are not true Amish? Are they living outside of the Amish community? We have a lot of Amish people who have been Americanized now. I mean, they have their own reality TV shows, so we don't know who those kids are. Are they the hardcore Amish that are living the hardcore Amish life, or are they more Americanized that they're starting to do these things like vaccinate their kids, eat the kind of food that the Amish typically haven't eaten, live the kind of life that the Amish haven't lived? We don't know that.
That's a scary number, 1 in 45.
It's going to get scarier. I mean, you have brain development being tampered with now because of, I mean, look, they're finding glyphosate in breast milk. Come on. Give me a break. You don't think that mother's blood that she is sharing with that fetus under development, you don't think that these endocrine disruptors are sending signals to the brain that are miswiring it? I mean, are people really that stupid not to see that? And clearly the government knows it. The FDA knows it. The USDA knows it. They have to. But everybody wants to be quiet about it. We don't want to get anybody upset. We don't want to make any waves. It's time to make some waves, for crying out loud. Let's take a break.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible. But now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, Con Santori Davison is writing a blog for superhumanradio.com.
Good.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
So, Con, if you're listening, you need to go out and buy some lottery tickets.
Why?
Because it's Friday the 13th, and three people in the lottery history, I think, in Michigan have won lottery jackpots on Friday the 13th.
Buying tickets on Friday the 13th. So there you go, Con. So if you haven't bought your lottery ticket, buy it today. Okay.
So I want to talk about obesity rates. Alex Leaf,
our news director,
posted a new study about obesity rates, and he said the U.S. obesity rate for adults has climbed to 37.7%. That's up from 32.2% 10 years ago. That's according to a report that was released by the CDC.
Now there's an illusion in the younger individuals, so that they have a 2 to 19 category, and then they have a 20 and above category. So the 20 and above category 10 years ago was 32.2, and now it's 37.7. 10 years ago, the 2 to 19 category was 17.1, and today it's 17.2. But here's the interesting thing. 2005, 2006, it went down to 15.4. So it's still gone up. It's only gone up, if you look at it across 10 years ago, it's only gone up a tenth of a percent. But if you look at it just from last year, it's gone up 0.3%. Because it was 16.9, now it's 17.2. It's held at 16.8, 16.9, and 16.9 from 2007 through 2012. 2013 to 14, it jumped up to 17.2. So there's an illusion here. There was a big dip in 2005, 2006. I don't know why.
Well, I was just going to say, why was there a dip?
For sure. But in the meantime, while that was a big dip for to the 2 to 19 age bracket, it was a spike for the adults. It went from 32.2 to 34.3 in that same year. So the only thing I can think is the adults will eat more of the kids' food. That's what it looks like from this graph.
Well, so autism rates are up. Obesity.
Childhood obesity is rising, whether you look at it, you know, in incremental or not. And don't forget, we're talking about obesity here. We're not talking about those who are just classified as overweight.
Well, and we all know that obesity leads to so many other diseases.
Right. And so does
type
being
2
overweight.
Diabetes, yes.
Yeah, we're getting fatter as a nation, both adults and children, there's no doubt about it. And we are going to be faced with a real challenge that's going to hit us way before the planet gets too warm, and that is, how are we going to take care of all these sick people, all these autistic children, all these people who don't care that they're getting fatter and fatter and fatter, and that somebody else is going to have to bear the burden of their health care? What are we going to do?
We need to tell everybody to listen to Superhuman Radio.
Because believe me, the answer isn't giving everybody college tuition and health care for free. We see what a lot of these people have health care. They're not any healthier. Until somebody steps up and says, why are so many people getting fat and sick? Until somebody asks that politically incorrect question and we start to sort out the things that are causing this phenomenon in this population, it doesn't matter if we have free healthcare forever. People are just going to get sick and burden the healthcare system.
Okay. So on a good note, I think, well, we'll see. It says here that real progress has been made in the U.S. Percentage of U.S. smokers have plummeted.
That's good.
According to a new CDC. But wait a minute. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Okay, so it says here, delighted federal health officials said Thursday the number of smokers has plummeted by nearly 20% in the past 10 years and dropped a full percentage point from last year alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's only been 1% from last year to this year.
Okay.
So
That's still a good move. It's a move in the right direction, that's for sure.
Okay, but e-cigarette usages has plummeted the other direction.
No, hasn't plummeted. It's
risen. It's risen. It's gone up.
So, but how much do we have numbers on e-cigarettes? So what you're saying is, have these people just switched to e-cigarettes?
Yes, that's what my point is.
Yeah. So in other words, they don't count e-cigarettes as cigarettes.
No,
smoking.
They don't. And we all know that vaping has chemicals. It has formaldehyde in it.
Yeah, it has lots of problems as well. It's not without its problem.
Significant more Americans are using electronic cigarettes and other vaping devices, using a significant amount more than a year ago.
Yeah, so really that 1% drop may not mean anything, because those people plus another 4 or 5% may have gone over to vaping.
Yes.
I wonder how many people never smoked cigarettes but now they vape.
I know younger, like, I think college-age kids are vaping. Don't they have those places where you can go? No, those are pipes. What's that called?
Hookah lounge.
Hookah lounges?
That's different. Yeah, that's different. Okay. What do we want to talk about now? I don't have a story set up here, so.
Okay, so Steve Parente sent me an article, and it says, why our salt is packed with plastic.
Really?
Yes, I was shocked when I saw this.
So in other words, packed with plastic, in other words, there's plastic residue in salt?
In salt.
Really?
Yes.
And any particular brands or all salt?
It says here, sea salt was found to contain as much as double the amount of microplastics as lake salt and up to triple the amount found in rock salt. And this was according to a study of 15 brands of salt sold in China.
Okay, so let's talk about this. So microplastic, are we talking about those microbeads, or are we talking about plasticizers that are getting into the water and are becoming part of
Plastics have become such a ubiquitous contaminant. I doubt it matters whether you look for plastic in sea salt or Chinese or American supermarket shelves.
So, in other words, the idea is if you are using salt, there are plasticizers in it because salt comes from water and water has been destroyed.
It says here, it's a really interesting study. We know that microplastics are widespread in the oceans. We just talked about that a few weeks ago.
Oh, my God. And they want to know why kids have autism. You know what? Folks, we've gone so far down this rabbit hole, and it's only going to get worse. If we don't get a rein on these big corporations that are destroying our planet,
listen to this.
About global warming. We're going to be gone long before the planet gets warm.
Listen. The authors of the paper published in the Journal of Environmental Science and Technology estimate that people who follow the World Health Organization's salt guidelines of 5 grams of salt per day ingest about 1,000 microplastic particles per year.
I don't know how significant that is, but still, and a baby it is. Let's put it in context.
American doesn't consume that much. They consume a lot more than
probably
that.
Probably so, and it's processed foods. But that's just one of the things that's assaulting you. Just one. No pun intended, assaulting you. But that's just one of the things. One more thing that we didn't even know about. The environment is crapped on. I mean, and that means fish. Fish that live in that water. What about them? So it's not just mercury now, it's plasticizers too we have to worry about being in fish.
The microplastic concentration in Sydney Harbor, this must be an Australian, the microplastic concentration in Sydney Harbor is high, and especially high in the guts of fish.
Yeah, see? There you go.
We found microplastic in 100 species, including mussels, oysters, and fish.
I'm telling you, this is unbelievable. This is catastrophic. What's going on in this planet is catastrophic. I mean, it's just sad.
Studies of worms and mussels have been fed microparticles that found they can cause diseases and inflammatory responses.
In the hosts or in us when we eat them?
Studies of worms
of
and
worms.
Mussels.
Okay. Okay.
Of worms, yes.
So think about it. So if it's doing that to them, what's it doing to us? Unbelievable. Okay. I don't know. What can you do? How do you stay away from these problems? You can't. Farm fish is no good. Wild fish is no good now, too. It's just scary. And you know what? I know what people are thinking. Oh, great. Now, look, we have to know about these things because that's the only way we can get the companies that are destroying this planet with their chemical wastes.
The problem is everybody is so concerned about the almighty dollar that nobody thinks about anything else. And I mean like in big pharma and in big ag.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing. what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
Who?
My name is...
Chicka's name Sadie.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
Who?
My name is...
Chicka's name Sadie.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
Funky that the video. Hi, my name is Elisa Profumo.
My name is.
What do you want to talk about first, Elisa?
I want to talk about, there's a lawsuit right now. The Center for Science and Public Interest is suing General Mills over alleged false labeling.
And we actually talked about this during the week. I mentioned it as well. So General Mills launched a new Cheerios protein oats and honey cereal.
And on the label, you can see here, it says Cheerios protein, 11 grams of protein with milk. So they're counting.
Well, it's also a larger serving. So even though it fits in the same cup.
But that's misleading in and of itself in that it's saying 11 grams of protein. But
you're getting 8 from the milk.
It's with the milk.
Right.
Okay. And then they increased the serving size. Mm-hmm. They didn't add protein. They increased the serving size from, I think it was 55 grams. Let me find that. 27 to 55.
Right. And on top of that, they went from 1 gram of sugar to 17 grams of sugar per serving.
Yeah, it was 55 grams serving size up from 27 grams.
Right. And but the more important thing is they went from 1 gram of sugar to 17 grams of sugar per serving.
So they're saying that it should be called Cheerios sugar.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Alex Leaf and I talked about
that.
That
is very misleading.
Yeah.
And the average consumer would not know the difference.
No, in fact, they interviewed mothers who were coming down the cereal aisle and mothers who had taken it off the shelf and put it in their carts. And they said, you know, why did you get that? And the mothers said, you know, I know my kid needs more protein, so I figured, you know. And then they said, well, what if we told you that if you go back to the actual serving size, 27 grams, regular Cheerios has 6 grams of protein, and the new Cheerios per cup has 6.7 grams of protein, 0.7 grams of protein more.
What did the mother say?
They were shocked. The one woman said, how can they say protein then?
Because they can say anything they want.
Because
except
the FDA.
For Diamond Walnuts can't say heart healthy. Okay, so according to the, I found this interesting. According to the trend watchers at Packaged Foods, at Packaged Facts.
Facts, right.
Protein is basically the new black for the food industry.
Right, right. Yeah.
So anything that has protein in it, people are going to purchase.
Because people know now. Look, we've been told we need more protein. We've been lied to for decades that all you needed was 60 grams of protein a day. And now we realize you need a lot more than that. So people are looking for protein.
But you know what? I find it exciting that people are looking for answers.
Yes.
That, to be on the positive note here, that they're looking for answers and that they're trying to find better ways of eating.
Yes, but the problem is that the food manufacturers are exploiting that and still giving them more sugar and less protein.
So it's up to people like us to help educate others.
Read a friggin' label. How about reading a label?
But even still, reading the labels. Okay, so I had lunch with a friend yesterday.
Yeah,
and
this
her,
is funny.
Her daughter is in high school, and she's taking a health class in high school, and they're teaching him right now how to read labels. And
she said to you, my daughter is teaching me how to read labels.
Yes, she's teaching me how to read labels. So they went to the grocery store, and the daughter told her that you shouldn't buy a product that had unbleached flour in the first three ingredients.
Or bleached flour.
She said unbleached, but it's bleached flour.
Right.
But she actually said unbleached flour.
Right.
But it should in the first three ingredients. When reality, you shouldn't have bleached flour in the ingredients at all.
Right, exactly.
And you shouldn't have more than five ingredients. We've talked about that.
Right, right. But yeah, I mean, at least people are starting to get the message.
Yes.
It's very slow.
Okay, so stevia, according to a researcher from Cornell University, they've figured out a way to conquer one of the big drawbacks of stevia.
Which is that it has a bitter aftertaste.
But it doesn't.
If you use the
real stevia,
does. If for people who like their things sweeter, the more stevia you add, the more bitter it picks up. So that's the problem with food manufacturing. I mean, I could talk about this from our own packaging, our own formulation of our own protein powder that's coming out next year, that it wasn't just simple like you want it a little sweeter, add more stevia, because there's a point of diminishing returns. Stevia has a type of flavor that finishes bitter, so it has to be balanced with something else. And that's why products like Truvia, and these other stevia, commercialized stevia products, they use maltodextrin. They actually use sugar in some of them.
The researchers at Cornell zeroed in on the component in stevia that triggers two bitter receptors on the human tongue and were able to modify it through non-chemical means.
Didn't you say they fermented it or something like that?
It's a chemical-free, economical, and purely physical interaction-based approach.
Okay, so you were talking to me about this. Which is the one where it really doesn't have stevia in it? It just has the
Truvia. Truvia.
Oh, okay.
Truvia has the
Reb stevia, which is like a washed down stevia, right?
Well, according to Wikipedia, first of all, Truvia is made by Coca-Cola and Cargill.
Right. Okay. But that doesn't inherently make it bad. But go ahead. Let's go.
It's made from Rebiana, R-E-B-I-A-N-A,
right,
which is a derivative
of stevia. Right.
But it's my understanding that there's no stevia sides in the Rebiana.
Right.
So therefore, you don't get any of the health benefits
of stevia.
Of stevia, right, that you get from the stevia sides. So that's false there.
And that's what they use in Truvia.
That's what they use.
And then they use a little sugar alcohol.
They
use maltodextrin also?
And natural flavors.
And so, you know, the funny thing is that the majority of people buy Truvia and think that they're buying stevia. They're not.
No, they're not. And the one that's made by PepsiCo, that's got maltodextrin, and I didn't find the ingredients on that one.
Right. Is that the one Sweet Leaf or something like that?
No,
or?
That one is starts with an S. Struvia, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah.
So, oh, no, I don't know. Truvia, I don't know what the name of it is.
But the bottom line is that everybody's trying to capitalize on stevia, but stevia really doesn't taste good when you use it in large amounts. So they have to find a way around it. This is interesting. I'd love to find out what Cornell did and see if it removes the stevia sides too. Did they remove the stevia sides? Did it say that? We're going to have to look into that.
Yeah, we need to.
Yeah.
I was trying to find the product made by Pepsi.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. We actually have to take our break.
Okay.
When are we? So let's see. We take a break now. We have one more break, and then we're going to announce the winner of the Secret Word Contest. Somebody's going to win a kilo of Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum, over $200. And even our international audience is in this one. So we may be shipping this around the globe. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Casual Fridays.
Proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best best thing you have ever done for your business.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Guess what? We know who the winner is now. We did it during the commercial break, and it's somebody outside the United States. I'm so excited that it's somebody outside the United States. I got to tell you the truth.
Are you?
Yeah. Because we have a large international audience, and they're just as loyal as the people inside the United States. And that's why, from now on, I want the Secret Word Contest always to be something that we can ship outside the United States. You know?
Okay, so... cooking with vegetable oil releases toxic chemicals linked to cancer. This is dated November 8th, 2015.
Okay.
Didn't we always know this?
Well, I mean,
didn't we know that it released aldehydes? Because we talked about that.
Of course, of course. And we know that from the research that was done about, you know, French fried potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, frying things in oil is not an ancestral way of eating.
Scientists found that heating up vegetable oils led to the release of high concentrations of chemicals called aldehydes, which have been linked to illnesses including cancer, heart disease, and dementia.
Yeah. Yeah, you shouldn't be deep frying anything.
We shouldn't deep fry anything, but if you're going to use oil like to saute or whatever, use coconut oil because it has a high smoke point.
But you know what? We had a doctor on that said, you know, it's okay to use olive oil because real virgin olive oil, you shouldn't be cooking in that high of heat anyway, he said.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use olive oil too, like for sauteing mushrooms and stuff like that. You can use olive oil.
Can you use them? Because I like to caramelize the mushrooms. Can you use olive oil when you want to do that, when you want to caramelize them?
Well, the mushrooms don't caramelize. The onions
do. The onion does.
Do. Yeah, but when that's because of the sugar.
Okay.
Because of the sugar. And I mean, if you wanted to caramelize mushrooms by themselves, you would have to dip them in sorghum or something like that first.
Well, no, but that's the purpose of putting the onion for the flavor and also because of the sugar that the onion releases.
No matter what oil you use, when onions get really hot and wilty, they give off sugar, and the sugar is what creates the caramelization. Yeah.
So I'm asking, is it okay to do that in olive oil?
Yeah, because you don't have to make it that hot. The caramelization isn't because you're turning up the heat. It's just the duration of time that the onion is staying in there. So, yes.
Okay, so it says the results of a series of experiments threatened to turn on its head officials' advice that oils rich in polyunsaturated fats, such as corn oil and sunflower oil, are better for the health than saturated fats and animal products.
I don't necessarily agree with that. I think that high heat cooking in any kind of oil is not good. I think the saturated fats may actually be more durable under heat than the polyunsaturated fats. But I don't think you should be heating any oils very hot. No. I don't necessarily agree with that completely.
No.
But that's just me. What do I know?
Okay, so public housing nationwide may be subjected to smoking bans.
It's about time.
Do you really think so?
Yeah.
In public housing?
Yes.
Well, people are saying that this is their home, and they should have the right to smoke in their home if they choose to.
You know what?
The government shouldn't tell them what to do.
No, I disagree. We've established that secondhand smoke is a danger. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, pick something else that's not cigarette smoking. I was going to say having a meth lab because it's toxic, but methamphetamine itself is illegal. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe your hobby is to do wood burning, and like, so the smoke is filling your apartment and you feel like that's cool, but it's getting into the apartments next to you. That's not cool. No, I don't think people, you know, I am an ex-smoker. I smoked when I was a kid, you know, so I it's not like as though I've been a teetotaler my whole life. I don't think that you should smoke anywhere where someone else is going to have to breathe your smoke. I'm sorry. And I think that public housing is, you know, if you come into my house, somebody comes into my home and they want to light up a cigarette, I say, hey, you got to go outside and do that. Mm-hmm. And so when you have a public house, it's everybody's house. And so that's a cooperative. That's a democracy. And the smokers will want to smoke and the non-smokers won't. So you got to come to some sort of an agreement.
The ban would also require that common areas and administrative offices on public housing property be smoke-free. They should already be smoke-free.
I mean, why, who the hell wants to breathe somebody else's cigarette smoke? If that's your decision, fine. God bless you. Go on with yourself. But I don't want to have to breathe it.
That's true. Okay, real quick. A lawsuit alleges birth control packing error led to unwanted pregnancies.
This is a good one. And the reason I think this is good, because it's something that nobody's talking about. So talk about this
story. So evidently, the maker of the birth control pills...
you know, they make those bubble packs, right, that you push the pills out the back. And so they have, you know, when you take a hormonal birth control pill, it has a cycle to it. And so there's a period of time that you're just taking a placebo.
Well, the placebo was turned upside down. So the placebo was taken first, and then the real birth control pills were taken in the next 3 weeks.
Right, but women didn't realize that.
It should have been the opposite.
Right, so they were having intercourse when they weren't protected by their birth control pill. And a lot of these people had children, and they want to sue, obviously, the pharmaceutical manufacturer for this big mistake. And... they're like, you know, going, I mean, how many millions of dollars is it? Is each family suing for $11 million? Because they want all the money related to raising a child and educating a child as damages for this lawsuit.
It just
family.
Says here more than 100 women are suing. It's Qualitest Pharmaceuticals. It's 113 women from 28 states seeking millions in damages.
Yeah. That each family wants the equivalent of what it takes to raise a child today.
The total
clothe
cost.
The child, send the child to college.
Including
everything.
Education.
Yeah. I think that's, so what is, okay, so they may be right. They may be right about this. Let's say they're right about this, and I'm not disputing whether they have a ground to sue on. Imagine being that child. What message does this say to your child? What message does it send to your child? You were an accident. You were unwanted. You are a burden, and I need someone else to pay me, to give me, reimburse me the money that your butt is going to cost me raising you. That's exactly what this says to the child. That's exactly what this says to the child. And don't think it doesn't. So this is a tough one. I'm not saying that those parents aren't deserving of something. But really, like, you want all the, you know what I would say? If I was the Qualitest, I'd say, absolutely. Here's the money for the birth. Here's the money, the out of pocket money. Here's all the, and then as far as college goes, we'll give your kid the money when he goes to college. We've got a fund here. We'll pay his tuition.
As long as he keeps a.
Well, no. Not even that. He could be a failure. But when he goes to college, we're going to pay this money to the college. We're not giving it to the parents. Because let's be honest. These parents aren't going to use those dollars for the things that they're suing for.
They might.
Some of it has already been spent. So some of it's reimbursement. But the money going forward, come on. Some of these people are going to be like, well, you don't have to go to college. And they're going to keep that money. Even if it's just one fair. So I say that the funds, if they win this case, the judge, this would really piss off the attorneys too. The judge that presides over this case should treat the money like a trust fund for the child. Not that the parents can get their hands on it for college and stuff like that. And then they should also reduce the amount of money that goes to the attorneys, because those attorneys are taking money from those children.
Mm-hmm.
So. But the attorneys won't stand for that. These class action lawsuit attorneys, they are, I'm sorry, they are scum. You know why? Because they win a case.
Not all of them.
Oh, every one of them. Every one of them. I'm telling you why. Because they win a case for $50 million. Their law firm gets $20 million, and then all the people in the lawsuit get a check for $150 each. What's wrong with that? They got no case without all those people signing up. They walk away with this big lump, and then the rest of the money is divided up amongst people who generally, they don't even get cash. Sometimes they get free services from the company that the lawsuit was filed against. So they get a year's worth of free long distance service or something like that. No, they're scumbags. They love these class action lawsuits because they are the only ones that profit from class action lawsuits. The people who should be profiting from it don't get anything or get very little. No, I know that's a harsh statement, but it's the truth. We have to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we are going to announce the winner of this week's Secret Word Contest. And it's pretty exciting. This person is not inside the United States. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The category killer is back, Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
All the girls that feel like, all the girls that feel like.
All the Girls That Be Like. That's Gwen Stefani. She's got a new boyfriend.
Yeah, so it's come out, some news has just come out that her ex-husband was having an affair with his nanny.
With his nanny, not even their kid's nanny. No, he has his own nanny.
No, their kid's nanny.
Because he needed his diaper changed once in a while, so he had a nanny.
The you nanny. Know what I meant.
Yeah, I know what you meant.
Okay, so the Kentucky Muscle is this weekend.
Yes, and we will actually be there for once in several years because we haven't gone in a couple years now.
We went 2 years ago.
But Jeff Thompson is coming. Jeff Thompson is a listener. He also helps us with some things in the show, and he's going to be driving down from Ohio. So we're all going to hang out and go to the show.
It's kind of gotten a lot of press this year, the Kentucky Muscle has, because there is a 22-year-old man competing who has Down syndrome.
Right.
And so it's been in People magazine. It's been on, you know, the Daily Mail. The BuzzFeed wrote an article about it.
Right. Goop magazine.
Goop. He's from Evansville, Indiana, and he's competing, and they're saying that they're not going to give him any special consideration.
Right, right.
So yeah, he looks good really for good. Him. I mean, I applaud what he's doing and what his trainer has done.
You used to actually train with his trainer, right?
Yes, years ago. He's a nice guy. He competes in natural bodybuilding. I think he just won a competition a few months back up in Northern Kentucky.
Yeah. His name is Glenn, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, nice guy. Okay. Oh, I reach over here for yet another computer. I am the king of computers now. And that moment that everybody has been waiting for so patiently. So let me just give us a little drum roll. If I could find the right mouse. The winner of this week's Secret Word Contest, which is a kilo, 4 jugs of Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum, over $200. I specify U.S. specifically because the winner lives in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. His name is Jeremy Corpella. Jeremy Corpella will be receiving a kilo. I said a kilo, folks. That's a lot of colostrum, of Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum. And so next week, next Monday, we start a brand new, secret word contest. And again, I promise there will always be things that we can ship internationally. No more of this stuff that just pertains to the United States. Do we have any other stories?
No, that's it.
That's it. It's been a great week. We have great shows planned next week, I promise you. Thank you for listening this week, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.